Hello, remember us?
We're back.
A dinosaur's tail.
That nobody saw, apparently.
You know, if you think about it, there's been so many sequels to The Land Before Time that they should really be in present day by now. Right?
That'd be pretty sweet. How many are there now?
Oh, Land Before Time Four? Movies? 3,000, I think.
Give or take a few.
Well, anyway, we're back. This is the BenHeck.com podcast. You thought we were dead. Sorry, no such luck.
We gave you a reprieve for a little while.
I'm Ben Heckendorn.
And I'm Jason Jones.
And today, we're going to talk about things. What are our topics, Jones?
We're going to go back to our staples, apparently.
Yes.
So we're going to talk about, crap we've been playing. I guess crap is games in this case, so maybe even say what our picks for Game of the Year are or something. Who knows? And then, of course, movies. We have to bitch about that. And Nintendo, because we always have to bitch about that. So, with
right.
good reason.
I think the rest of the internet, I watched way too much YouTube. I think the rest of the internet has caught up with us.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, everyone's like, Nintendo, and then they hold their heads in shame.
It only took, what, 7 years?
So once again, we were right at the wrong time, yeah. Quote Star Trek. So, it's been a while since we've done a podcast. Obviously, a lot of new video games have come out in the last 1.5 years.
That is true. So many that I probably can't remember all of them.
So let's see. I have a PlayStation 4 and a PC, and what consoles do you have?
I have PlayStation 4, PC, and then I do have an Xbox One that I bought like 6 months or so ago.
Oh, you know what? We should segue. Why do people hate the Xbox One? It's getting butt raped in sales. I mean, it's not like Wii U bad, but PlayStation is just rocketed ahead of it. I wonder why.
Well, I think they're still trying to recover from their shitty launch. Because it's like, they launched it, they were trying to force the Kinect 2 on everybody, which put it at a higher price point, all that crap. And then they still had kind of, I think, the lingering effects of their bad E3 presentation when they came out with, the always connected thing that people, flipped out about for really no reason. And, so they had to kind of backpedal from that. But I think a lot of that kind of tarnished things. And then trying to force the Kinect down people's throats again was a bad move.
The Kinect was what the company wanted, not what the consumers wanted.
Yep. Yeah. Which, and it forced a higher price point, which was bad because they were like $500, I think, right?
Yeah. They had a slightly less powerful console for more money. Economics fail 101.
Yeah, yeah. Because it's a great system. I've really been impressed with it so far.
Do you play it more than your PS4?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that just because you're a Tomb Raider fan?
I don't know. I just like the whole interface, just the whole experience of using the Xbox One. I just prefer, the PS4's user interface is, I don't know.
Oh, I tried to run a Blu-ray on it, and it took me 10 minutes to figure out how to run a Blu-ray on it. No joke. It's like, are you serious? It was actually so bad that I turned on my PS3, because I'm like, I know how to run a Blu-ray on this.
Wow. And the thing, too, each system has its pros and cons, I suppose, but one thing with these new consoles and the new generation is both Sony and Microsoft are pushing this, probably Microsoft a little more heavier about people buying their games digitally and downloading them and all that. And so a limitation of the PS4 is you can only boot the games that are on the internal drive that comes with the system. You can store stuff on an external drive, but you have to move them to the internal drive to actually be able to launch them and play them.
Are you talking about a thumb drive or a USB 3.0
an external
drive?
USB drive, yeah. Whereas the Xbox One, you can have external drive, hook it up, and launch the games off of it. And actually, in most cases, the games boot quicker off the external drive because it's higher speed drive than what's internal on the system.
Oh, so you can get a USB 3.0 7200 RPM drive?
Yep. Okay. So I picked up one of those, and And yeah, it definitely makes a noticeable difference. Like games like Witcher 3, like if you die in that game, it would take like about a minute to like reload after you died off the internal drive. Off the external one, it's like about 30 seconds.
Yeah, I mean, both consoles have 5,400 RPM spinner discs in them.
Yep, yep.
I wonder if they'll have a, I mean, solid-state drive prices are falling to the floor. I mean, you think that'll be coming as an upgrade eventually?
You'd have to think so. That's where everything's going. Well, like, yeah, like, SSD is going to get cheap enough that that'll become the big thing because, like, the next big thing's, like, flash storage and things like that, so.
Of course, as a console manufacturer, like, wow, the cheaper SSD gets, the even cheaper this drive, this spinner drive gets. It's just basically garbage at a certain point.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, as far as games, like, the only, God, like, pretty much since I got
my... Tomb Raider, right? The exclusive.
Yeah, the new Tomb Raider is really, really awesome. Like, I liked the previous reboot, or whatever you want to call it. Like, this is a case where a reboot was a good
thing. Tomb Raider, the Tomb Raider.
Yeah. And that one was really good, and this one was, like, a really just strong evolution of that game. Like, they didn't try to do any revolutionary changes, they just... took what they did well before and expanded upon it. It's just really great game, and it's interesting seeing like Tomb Raider and Uncharted, and it seems like right now it's kind of in the same place where like Forza and Gran Turismo were at one point, because like Gran Turismo 3 had come out, and then whatever it was, Polyphony Digital, it took like forever to make Gran Turismo 4, and after Gran Turismo 3. Turn 10 comes along and makes like three awesome Forza games, and this is essentially what's happening now with the Tomb Raider games. They've come along and essentially surpassed the Uncharted games.
Yeah, that's true. They've made two Tomb Raider games in the time it's taken to get Uncharted 4.
Yeah, so I'm curious to see what Uncharted 4 brings in. I think March is when that's supposed to come
out. Yeah, I was fairly underwhelmed by Uncharted 3. I mean, part two is a freaking masterpiece.
Oh, God. Yeah, that game was awesome. I still haven't even finished 3. That was, like, how... I got quite a ways, but I was just not engaged by it, which was disappointing. And it's, like...
I mean, I don't... They just really couldn't make it better. I know that sounds ridiculous, but...
Yeah, because Uncharted 2 was a pretty high point to try to surpass.
I'll probably get Uncharted 4, because, like, what is it, March?
Yeah, something I think like that's when it comes out. So there's probably not going to be anything else out around that time.
I mean, I'll probably be done with Fallout by then, but... You say Chris on Facebook said he had 240 hours on that game?
Holy shit.
Okay,
already?
I literally don't know how that's possible, because...
Didn't that come out like a month ago?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
Because I think I had about 100 on Skyrim... And 100 on Fallout 3, but that was with all of the DLC, because I bought all of the DLC.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course, here, PlayStation glitches. When I sleep the PlayStation 4, sometimes it counts that as game time.
Oh, really?
So it says that I've played it for 12 or 13 days, and like that's impossible, right?
Oh, yeah, I bet, like, the way to get around that is, like, before you go to sleep mode, like...
Exit the application?
Hit the button and, yeah, like, quit the app.
Because I usually just push the option button, which puts it into, like, the in-game pause menu.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Apparently that's not enough, though. So I really have no idea how long I've played that game.
Huh. Yeah, because Tomb Raider, even Tomb Raider, like, because it's got a bunch of the stuff, you know, where you can go around and explore tombs. Like, there's a bunch of stuff you don't have to do to beat the main game, but it's fun to go and do. And
you don't have to raid tombs to beat Tomb Raider?
You don't, but you get, like, loot. So, but yeah, I think even in that, I'm over 20 hours of gameplay, which is fairly impressive for a game like that.
Does the Xbox have a suspend feature? Okay. That's pretty... I mean... I would rather use that handy feature than know exactly how many hours I've spent.
Yeah, it was kind of weird because, like, it was probably a month or so ago, but I noticed I'd get some